Chapter 11.
This looks like a high-quality pearl. The setting is 18K.
Nan squinted into the magnifying glass, causing her eye to look gigantic from the other side.
I bet that's the type of earring one would wear all the time, Ruth said. Which means someone must have seen her wearing it. Or better yet, there might be pictures of her wearing it,
Ida added. Ruth grabbed her iPad and started searching.
I'll look at photos from our website and Sunny Acres' website to start. Maybe we should look into other places she's worked, too.
That's a good idea. We could visit them like we did Sunny Acres and find out if there's been any deaths that seem unusual, Lexi said.
Wait a minute.
Ruth whipped off her glasses and took the magnifying glass from Nan's. She bent over the iPad, holding the magnifier at varying distances.
Isn't that the janitor from our nursing facility in this picture?
Everyone clustered around the iPad. Lexi bent down to get a better look. Yes, I recognize him from when we were down there the other day, Lexi said. And he's standing right next to Nurse Rothschild.
That means they know each other,
Nan said, then added,
does anyone else think it's odd that they worked at Sunny Acres together and now work here together?
Maybe they do the killings together.
Ruth narrowed her eyes at the picture.
Or maybe Nurse Rothschild has some hold on him and gets him to do the killing for her,
Helen said.
Or maybe he's the killer and Rothschild has nothing to do with it,
Ida added. Maybe we should be looking into him, too, Lexi said, just as her cell phone notified her of a text. She rummaged in her purse and pulled it out. It was a simple 2-word message from Jack.
Dinner tonight?
Lexi wondered if that was his version of an apology. Should she accept? Lexi wasn't sure if she wanted to, so she stuffed the phone back into her purse and decided to answer the text later.
First, we should find out if either of them were even there the nights of the murders. Maybe it will rule one of them out,
Nan said. Right. How do we do that? Lexi asked.
One of us could blunder down there and pretend we were lost or looking for something, then try to sneak a peek at the schedule. But the schedule probably only lists the hours for the coming week, so it wouldn't tell us who was on duty when the murders happened, Ruth said. I wonder if they have it in a database. Maybe I can hack into it.
Cassie's cousin works down there as a nurse's aide. Maybe I could ask her. I don't know if she'd remember the exact dates, though.
You mean you have an inside person down there, and you didn't tell us?
Lexi felt her heart jump as all four women stared at her. She raised her hands, palms out. Hey, I just met her this morning. Nance looked at her watch.
Oh, dear, where has the time gone? Lexi, you better get down there and see if your friend is on duty. Ruth and Helen, you keep searching for pictures. Ida, find out about this janitor character.
Nance grabbed Lexi's coat and shoved it in Lexi's hands, then pushed her towards the door, turning the knob to open it for her. Geez, what's the hurt? Lexi's protest was cut off mid-sentence, as the door opened to reveal Jack Perillo standing on the other side. Lexi's heart jerked in her chest when she saw Jack. What are you doing here? They both said at the same time. Jack looked down at her.
You go first.
I was just visiting Nan's, Lexi said innocently.
Me too.
Lexi narrowed her eyes. Jack and Nan's were good friends, even before she met him. The house Lexi lived in now had been Nan's, so Jack and Nan's were neighbors for many years. Nan's and the Ladies Detective Club also helped Jack out on cases occasionally. But she didn't realize Jack usually just popped over to visit Nan's in the middle of the day.
Did you get my text?
Lexi's heart melted at the puppy dog look on Jack's face.
I just got it, she said, not wanting him to think she had ignored him.
Oh, well, what about it?
Lexi chewed her bottom lip. Maybe she had overreacted a little bit the other night.
Jack was standing close to her. He looked good, and she was starting to get all tingly. Having dinner with him seemed like a great idea. Not only that, but she really just wanted Jack to get out of the way so she could go talk to Sam.
Okay.
How about steaks on the grill?
Lexi's mouth started to water. Jack cooked a mean steak.
Sounds good. So, are you here about a new case or something?
Jack shifted his feet and cast a glance at Nan's. Lexi turned and looked between the two of them.
What was going on?
You could say that.
She noticed the gleam in Jack's eye, which made her even more suspicious.
Oh, well, I want to hear about it.
Sorry, sweetie, this one is just for Nan's.
Jack stepped to the side, unblocking the door.
Were you going somewhere?
Lexi felt her stomach clench. She didn't want to tell Jack where she was going. He'd probably tell her not to get involved, which would start the fight all over again. Lexi was tired of fighting.
I was just leaving. I have a bakery to run, you know,
Lexi said, feeling her eyes start to twitch.
Okay, see you tonight.
Jack seemed just as anxious for her to leave as she was. Lexi backed down the hall.
Yep, see you then.
She turned and made a big show of walking towards the door to the parking lot. As soon as she got out of sight, she backtracked toward the hallway that led to the nursing care section. Lexi was sauntering between the rooms, trying to look like she belonged, when she spied Sam inside what looked like a storage room. She tapped on the partially open door. Sam whirled around, knocking over some pill bottles in the process.
Sorry, I saw you in here and thought I'd say hi.
Lexi smiled sheepishly.
Hi, how are you?
Sam said. Lexi noticed her face was flushed, and her hands fluttered nervously at her sides.
Did she startle her that much?
I'm great. Boy, Cassie's dress sure was a stunner, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you get yours to fit?
Lexi felt her cheeks grown warm.
Yes, it looked great. I think those sizes run small, she added quietly.
I was wondering something about the night Mavis died. Lexi felt her heartbeat pick up speed. Her palms got a little clammy as she glanced down the aisle to make sure no one would overhear them. Sam straightened her spine and her eyes narrowed.
What? I was wondering if you noticed whether Nurse Rothschild was working that night.
Sam relaxed a bit and leaned back against the counter, chewing on her bottom lip.
Yes, she was. I remember because I was also working. We had a midnight to 11 shift, and that morning we discovered she had passed.
Why?
Lexi stared at Sam, and then decided to take a chance.
You don't think she could have something to do with Mavis's death, do you?
Sam's eyes went wide.
What do you mean? Mavis was very healthy. So was Bertram Glum, yet they both died here in the past couple of weeks, Lexi whispered.
Sam's eyes darted around the room, and her hands got fidgety again.
I never thought about that. It's possible, but I wouldn't know anything about it.
Ah, well, it was just a silly thought.
Lexi backed out of the doorway. I'll let you get back to work. Sam glanced behind her.
Right. Nice to see you again.
Same here.
Lexi backtracked into the hall and went straight to her car, peeking out the window into the parking lot first to make sure Jack wasn't out there. She felt satisfied with the day so far. She'd discovered Nurse Rothschild was working when Mavis died, and she'd be eating thick, juicy steaks with Jack for dinner. But as she drove away, a couple of things nagged at the back of her mind. Why was Sam so nervous? And what the heck were Jack and Nan's up to?